And welcome to Patch Pod, Episode 2. Today is going to be a little bit different from last week. Last week we were exploring a patch breakdown of a performance patch that I was exploring for over a month. This time around we're going to be patching from scratch. Kind of scratch. We're going to use what you're listening to in the background here as sort of a bed for us to build from. And it may not even end up in the final patch, or it might end up sounding completely different. But it's nice to have a little grounding spot to sort of bring us in. Now, some things I should preface. I don't really know how today's going to go. We're just going to have to go on the journey. There might be some ugly sounds that happen. There might be some pretty sounds. It could be a mediocre patch, great patch, worst patch I've ever made. But that's kind of the whole point of this, is it's not really about the result. It's more so the activity. I enjoy patching for the sake of patching. I enjoy it as a form of meditation and a form of diary entry, just letting out whatever's inside and putting it into this case and letting it tell it back to me, which I think is quite a lovely way to think about this. So before this video, I won't lie, I tried to record another take, but I just ended up tuning my oscillators instead. The sound that you're hearing right now in the background is a morphogene reel, and this morphogene reel was recorded via Mangrove, the mannequin's oscillator, through Three Sisters, another mannequin's module. This is a filter, and with a envelope just being generated from maths into my mixing desk, or my performance mixer. This was then recorded into the morphogene and sort of is just playing around in the background and doing its thing. I'm currently playing it at half speed. It might end up going another half underneath that, or it may end up going back to the original tempo. It's sort of hard to say. But let's keep going. So one thing to keep in mind as well is the key of the song, well, piece, I guess we could call it, or patch, is it going to be in C minor. So let's get going. I usually start off this patching process by creating myself an effect send or something to always make the atmosphere of the overall track seem cohesive. I think for today what I'm going to do is I'm going to explore using Magneto as a sort of leading role when it comes to my master effects. Let's grab some of these patch cables. I've also never really patched with a giant microphone in front of me either. Alright, so out of my WMD performance mixer, I'm going to go out the send into the input, tuck these as well underneath the back of the case, just so they sort of stay out the way. All right. Now let's see what Magneto is going to give us already. Already so pretty. Turn these tape heads down. and select some, maybe go into the settings a little bit, which is just these knobs here. I can give it a little bit of wow and flutter. Which is just going to give the overall feeling a little bit more organicness. And then I can select one of these tape heads here for playback. So they do quite different sounds, to which I'm still kind of learning. I'm currently in shift mode. So if I turn up number one, we have this. Which I'm not the biggest fan of. Number two, we have this. Now, I quite like that, but I don't think I need it to be like the number one character in the overall soundscape. This one's a little bit low. I like the textures that come in every now and then, though. That might be one that we might perform with. Let's see if I can get it to calm down just a little bit. Just flicking through some of the different effects or different settings on the Magneto. Turn the tape age up just to see if we can get it sounding really old. I usually use Sea Legs as my master output. But I'm kind of happy with that. It's a little busy though. All right, I'm going to turn down my morphogen now. Try and find a different part on the reel. I always find morphogen's noise floor to be so high. Oh, I like that. See how it goes. It might need to change later, but we'll see. All right, up next, let's try and get another instrument into the sound. So for this, I'm just going to try and set up like a basic sort of rings patch, and we'll go from there. So let's run rings through Three Sisters just for a different way of working. I'm going to plug it into the, we'll go low pass filter and we'll see how it sounds. Okay, now I'm going to run this into an effect. Let's go with, you know what, I'll plug it straight into the mixer, and then I'm going to use an effect send here to the Desmodus Versio, which is a reverb. I don't think you can really find a better reverb for, 8 HP or 10 HP. It's just tiny and it just sounds awesome. There we are. All right, let's see if we can get some sound here out of this rings. Well, I'm gonna have to patch some signals into it first. All right, let's go with a strum, and I'm gonna send this strum from Marvel's Center T input. And then I'm going to send in some CV from PAMS as well. And I'm going to send it out of, let's go out of channel 8, and we'll maybe get like a little sequence happening together in that section. So let's get a, oh, I'll need to clock Marvel's as well. All right, I'm just going to clock it from channel 1. Now, one thing I usually do when I'm patching is I use stackables for clocks and modulation, and I use just standard sort of cables for audio, but I'm eventually going to replace all the regular cables I have with stackables, just because they're a bit more fun. All right, so that's in time. That's good. All right. I'm going to turn down my... there we are. I'm going to turn down my background pad for a second and see if you can hear this rings. All right. We can't hear it because the filter's down. There we are. Oh, nice. All right, so let's get this vault per octave happening here. So let's go to channel 8 of Pamela's Pro Workout. Now, one of the reasons I actually got this... Ooh, there we are. Let's turn that down a little bit. One of the reasons why I got this... not only is it just an incredible, incredible sound source... modulation source, rather. But it's one of those modules that actually can be used as an incredible sequencer. So you go to sample and hold mode, or the shape is random. And then what you do is you bring down the level a whole bunch. So it really limits the amount of range that it can move between, like in its up and down cycle. So it's kind of doing a sample and hold between a very a small range. Then you use offset to move that up and down. Let's plug this in. So if I have... Currently it's on an offset of 3, so it's aimed towards the lower. I can move it higher. Now it's sort of 40, is sort of maxing out the range here. Now... So that's about 16. Now, remember, this is completely random at the moment. It's a very unmusical. So let's now go into our quantize. And I'm going to quantize this into pentatonic minor. Starting to get a bit closer. It's getting a bit nicer. of structure. That's probably the best place for it to be. So now we can actually play around with the rate section of marbles. Try and find some other sounds. Now I think I like this most when it's sort of just that kind of clock or sort of soft pulse in the background. And this is where I might actually shift the clock or the strum output of rings here into a different one, a different T output of marbles. And what this is going to do is it's going to set it on a bias or a replicating some kind of drum pattern like grids. So the middle is going to be my hi-hat. T1 is going to be a kick and T3 would be a snare. This is in the red mode of marbles. Now what this is essentially doing is just making a drum rhythm. But I'm just going to use this as my snare for now. So it's going to be ambient, but that ring sound there is going to eventually become our snare sound, which I think could be very cool. Let's play with another idea now and sort of continue this through. I am going to send that exact same clock that is triggering our rings. Let's send that signal directly to Math's trigger input. All right, so I'm going to do a filter envelope here. Not that it really needs one, because rings is, you know, simulating a physical instrument, so it naturally has a lot of sort of quite a busy sound at the beginning, and it sort of tailors off to a sine wave. But I was thinking about having it down a little bit lower, like so. And then maybe plucking that. We'll see how it sounds. I might turn it down a little bit, we don't know. Oh, there we are. That's me changing the timing of Magneto. Consider doing that. So I'm going to modulate now the filter frequency cutoff for sisters. Oh, sorry, not... filter frequency cutoff, but instead, sorry, the fall time of maths of the envelope that's creating that filter. Sending more of a random into these. That's quite nice. There we are. All right. Let's try and get the next sound into the mix. To do. So I'm looking at my tuner here. I'm seeing a lot of D sharps coming through. Let's pull this down. Yeah, so I am seeing some C's there. So let's actually try something on the spot. I'm going to grab a kalimba here. Let's actually use the microphone on board the R bar, and I'm going to play a C on here. Let's turn this down for a second. Now, we're not going to be able to hear this. I mean, I could do it. I mean, headphones, let's do it. So you can hear me sort of playing around with that now. Hello. Hello. Oh, that's cool. Hey.
Hey, hey.
What's up?
What's up?
So. Let's put this in here. Hit record. Let's do it. All right, so I think that works. All right, so I'm going to turn that microphone down. And then I'm going to go to the wet version. Now it's recorded over what we had last time. Which is still very pretty. I really should have done more of this in the show. Let's record over this. Alright. I really like this for a morning radio show host. Alright, let's do it. Thank you. So now we have a kalimba in here. If I just bring it back to its original octave, this is what it sounds like. I can shorten that length up. Very pretty. We can scrub through that recording. Beautiful. All right, well, let's see if that works with our pad. I decided to go back to the original octave of that pad. Because I feel like it works better with everything else. Yeah, that's very cute. Let's actually try something a bit crazy here. I'm going to take the octave of that kalimba all the way down. And now that's our new bass instrument. The tuning up of my morphogen just then. Yeah, that sounds beautiful. Kind of gives me like a sort of, if I was doing a soundtrack for maybe like a tribal island or something. Yeah, that's cool. All right. What I am not a fan of so much anymore is my ring sound. So let's actually try and play with it a bit more. Maybe. Oh, yeah. I think it's the structure knob that's putting it out of tune. Feels a bit better. Yeah, it feels heaps better. Yeah, I love this. I love that noise that the recording on the R-bar microphone brings us. Don't forget, we can also scrub through. Find different parts of the kalimba recording. It's definitely here. That's my favorite part, though. it's just a gorgeous sort of bed. And that occasional ring sound coming through. Not perfect, but I think that's kind of why I like it. And I'm going to do something that I never really do in my patches. I'm going to add a kick drum to this. That's very out of my usual sort of realm. But I'm really feeling it this time. Let's go. So I have plats set up. Actually, I've already set up on a kick drum, funnily enough. I was showing a student some techno stuff on modular yesterday, which made me kind of realize I should probably do like a techno episode one time. That'd be kind of fun. Now, naturally, that's going through Magneto as well. Things that we... Oh, yeah. Now, I actually might send a clock into... R-bar as well. I don't know if I'm going to like it, because I actually quite like how sort of random this... Let's actually turn morphogen down for a second. Its own, and that kick sort of just keeping that pulse. Let's sort out this rings. It's doing my head in. I thought I liked it, but I'm really starting to not like it. And why don't I like it? Let's bring the dampening down. Maybe it might be one of those things that's best used as like a hi-hat or as a drum. So I'm going to change the mode of this now to the red mode. And I might actually pull out the Vulpar octave for a sec. Of Magneto for a sec, and I'm going to actually turn the speed or pitch knob and see if it actually lands us in a slightly different place when it comes to rhythm. I'm going to turn it from left right to center. Yeah, I'm into that. That's cool. I mean, don't get me wrong, I really liked that, but I think it's a bit strong for... Let me turn it down and see how it sounds. going to donate it. Scrubbing through again. That's definitely the spot I like. That sort of soundscape sounds sort of 3D to me. Nice. All right. Maybe do I just sort of follow where this is taking me? This is, yeah, very different for me. I love that. Let's go wild here. Let's use panharmonium in the next part. I'm going to actually take that bass line that we created here with rings. Dum, 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 and I'm going to plug it into the input of panharmonium. All right. Now, out of panharmonium, I'm going to run this in the channel 4. Let's see what it's doing. So now I'm going to do a couple of things on here to make it work the way that I want it to. I'm going to put the octave up, voices down, feedback down for now, blur down, put the tuning up to 12 o'clock. Yeah. I definitely didn't reset this after having a jam yesterday. So now I'm going to run a clock into my panharmonium. I might actually run the kick clock from Marbles rather than the hi-hat one. So it's going to actually go off. Oh, no, that won't work because it won't be triggering when my actual rings is triggering. So might actually not get anything of importance. Let's turn those two other sounds down for a sec. Now, what are we getting here? There we are, here a little bit. Oh, there we are. Ah, beautiful. There's the sine wave version of the bass line that's playing. Okay, not exactly clear, is it? That was better. I kind of like that anyway. Let's get some feedback. Whoa. Bring that feedback down. You can get a bit crazy, this thing. Now I want to try something that I've never tried before with this. That original pitch sequence that I had going on PAMs into rings, I'm going to run that into the volts per octave of my panharmonium. Thank you. could be cool. Try, see how it sounds. That's kind of sick. Put it down a couple of octaves, see how that goes. Okay, let's bring the stuff back. So let's do a little mix here and now. That kick drum. All right, we need some modulation into the harmonics of Platts. So for this, let's go with, I want it to be a smooth thing. And this is something that I have been noticing about my case recently. And this is probably a good time for me to actually talk about this, is this case that I currently have built. I've had it kind of like this for about 3 or 4 months now, and this might be the favorite, like the my most favorite formation of this case that I've currently that I've ever built. And the reason why is I just sort of feel like when I reach out for something, it's always there. However, and this comes with a however, the one thing I'm really feeling like is missing is a modulation source that's a bit more expansive than what I currently have, and it's also missing more VCAs. I definitely need to get more VCAs in my rebuild of the case. So on that note, while we're mixing, and I feel like this is my ADHD coming into play here, I actually have a few new modules that are joining the case, which I'm really excited about. We have a Q-Pass. Q-Pass is joining the fray. I watched the Make Noise video about it and I became obsessed with that idea of pinging the filter on it. It sounds incredible. So I'm going to explore that. I also have Nearness. Which Nearness is a stereo panning module. And I'm going to run that into the performance mixer to help kind of, you know, save some channel space. I also have Vic, which I'm yet to open up, but it's like a drone machine. So I'm really excited to explore that. I think the next patch is going to be very droney. And last but certainly not least, I have Crow, which is such a tiny module and such a price tag. But a dear friend of mine, well, two dear friends of mine, Alex and Colin. Alex has lent me his Monome grid, and Colin has built for me a Norn's Fates. So as we move forward, I'm going to be exploring those on this channel and seeing how they work, because they confuse the crap out of me. All right, let's get back to this mixing. Cool. All right, let's bring in, I reckon that's a good sound level. Let's bring in the ring sound. I definitely need to modulate that as well. The ring's brightness. Yeah, so our bass line gets a bit more movement. All right. Okay, to do this, I think probably the best option for me is going to be to send some clock. Send some clock to Wogglebug. I'm just going to take this one out and stack it. Cool, back to normal now. Cool. So now I have Wogglebug being clocked, and it's changing its value every single time it's being hit by that clock. Which, this is why I would want to have a VCA, because then I can control just about how big those modulation changes are. However, I can use rings. Not rings, oh my god, maths for that, so I'm just going to run it into channel 2 of maths here, and then I'm going to run out of channel 2, and I'm going to get that to turn the brightness knob, I reckon, of rings. Yeah, just to give us a little bit of that sort of heavier sound every now and then. I've gone a little bit chaotic with the colours today. No considerations given to the colorways of my patch cables. Let's go into here. All right, so that should be modulating now. Nice, bit of movement. Maybe I might do damp from the same. The same modulation source, but with the attenuverter going the opposite direction on damp. So as it gets shorter, the dampening opens, maybe. There we are. All right. Nope. I do like how there's an element of... There we are, an element of us sitting on the edge of danger. Cool. All right, up next. Let's bring that climber back. Gene's gone out of tune again. Why are you doing this to me so much? There we are. Alright, I guess I should probably get another sound source in here. It's getting close to an hour. Hopefully you've been enjoying the very peaceful kind of groovy ride we're going on now. I am going to take that sort of kick, what would be the kick trigger output from Marbles, and I'm going to run this one into the other rings that I have in the system. And I'm going to get it to strum that one. This one, I might go classic rings into clouds, but in this case it's beads. I need a shorter cable than that. There we are. the center clock into beat. So let's go with just a standard clock for this one. Maybe I might go, I feel like beats for me, I feel like it reacts better when I send it in a double time clock. So one running on eighth notes rather than quarter notes. I don't know, just the seed and the delay function in it feels a lot more performable when I do so. Shit, I'm dropping cables all over the place. I just got a big old shot in my head then. Alright, let's get this going in. Let's go stereo actually into channel 7 here on the performance mixer. I need to put sticky things on the underneath this so it doesn't move when I'm patching. Sending any volt per octave into rings, the second rings. That's cool. Explore something else that I don't really do a hell of a lot, and that is let's leave rings in this case. Let's turn the other sounds down for a second. That's one thing I just really wish that the basic version of the WMD performance mixer had was mute buttons. I mean, I could just flick the channels down, I suppose. Oh, let's try that actually. Thought of that till now, to be honest with you. It won't work on the stereo channels, but I could just flick channels one. Nice. That actually is a great way of it working. You can just flick to the B channel rather than leaving it on A on the first six channels. Stay hydrated. All right. So now, this is currently coming in on a perfect C. So that's what we have here playing. And I kind of like that sort of that rhythm that we have going, and that's largely because of what is being seeded here by beads. So if I play it without beads, this is what's going into beads. Which is, you know, classic ring sound 101. But now, let's create a sequence. Let's try and get a melody into this track. So to do this, I am going to send a clock into from Pam's into Renee. Let's go into the gate input of X. Kind of working out. I think I might have accidentally pressed something on here when I was doing my God, that word is evading me again. When I was fixing my mangrove, calibrating the mangrove, and I think what's happened here is it's gotten into a little menu mode that I'm not 100% familiar with, if I'm honest with you. Okay, that looks promising. That looks what I'm used to. Oh, I think I'm in like pages or something. Yeah, I really need to learn this module. All right. No, I want red mode.
and I want that to be in... Okay. Now we're currently in some kind of sleep mode, apparently. Let's work out how to get back there. Onto the phone we go. Let's go with... Alright. Got calibration options here for rings. Renee Mark 2 Manual. Renee Mark 2 Cheat Sheet. Yeah, love your work. It's very blurry. I can't read it. It's very useful. Oh, there's a Dropbox. I hope this doesn't give me a virus. Oh, all right, lovely. All right, so we have a latch page, quantize page. I don't want any of that. I just want to work out how to get back to the actual page. Okay, global settings. Anish, reset current state into default state. Where's my Anish? Oh. Up the top here. Okay, what I want is I want the red channel. It's my favorite. It's easy. I don't really understand. What I would usually do is I'd just flick this off and then flick it back on again. And it would bring me back to the menu. Global settings. Oh, okay, I think I got it now. Global, we got store, reset. Okay. That's actually one thing that I haven't still learned on the Renee is how to save anything. I haven't actually saved any of my projects, which is quite annoying. Store. Okay, I think I'm in the saving menu at the moment. I think that's where I am. I think that's the only problem with the Renee is I find it extremely esoteric in its menu diving. All right, let's avoid that. I'm gonna have a chat with you later, Renee, and I think that we can let's just run straight into Ornament and Crime. So, Channel 4, I'm running into the CV here. So on Channel 4, I'm going to then create another one of those randomized sequences. This time around, let's go with half time, and I'm going to go to my sample and hold setting again. Cool, so that's changing. Now I need to actually turn that level way down because it's going to be randomizing all over the place. We want to try and create some kind of melody here. So what I do is I go across on PAMS Pro to loop beats, and I'm going to loop this beat at maybe, let's go 9, so it's got a little bit of a syncopation or a little bit of a polyrhythm against the kick. Alright, up next I actually need to send Ornaments and Crime a pulse. Coming through here. Now, let's get beads back. All right, give it a little bit of reverb for why not. Now, let's actually send this pitched note value going out of Ornaments and Crime, which I've already set to a C minor pentatonic. And I'm going to put that into the pitch. Now I have to turn the attenuator all the way up. All right, maybe we need to hone in on this just a little bit more. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's very all over the place currently. Maybe it just needs a more steady clock. Yeah. Ooh. Sounds wonky, doesn't it? It's offset even higher, eh? Yeah, let's go. Yeah, definitely not the most musical sequence I've ever made in my life. But that's kind of the beauty of all of this. Let's try and make it something. Let's get it there. I actually think it just needs to have less pitch changes. I think that's kind of the problem. The modular gods. I feel like they don't want me to make this patch as pretty as I feel like it could be. Alright, let's do a few final little ways of altering this. I'm basically just reducing the amount of notes that that the quantizer is allowed to give us. I'm going to try one more thing, and that's completely going a slightly different route, and that's actually going to be to boycott. That's going to be the boycott Ornaments and Crime, and I'm going to go directly to the source. I'm going to go directly to Pam's. And I'm going to get it. I'm going to actually tune this, tell it to quantize to pentatonic minor. There we are. Now, I was, during this last sort of 5 minutes, I was seriously contemplating on removing this part from the podcast, but I think I need to leave it in. To me, that's just modular in a nutshell. It's this consistent battle. I actually think there might be something up with my Ornaments and Crime. I have another one coming in the mail. And I'm going to try that one instead of this one. And then I might send this one off to get fixed. I think I'm just trying to get the octave. There we are. Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm really happy with that. It's one of those things where it's like, I feel like this Ornament and Crime is just pushing out the wrong frequencies all over the place. And I don't know. It is a DIY job, but like, it just feels, whenever I get it involved, it just kind of screws around with my patch. So I'm not going to get rid of that from this video because I think it's very important, or this podcast rather. All right. I'm going to randomize the grains of my beads now so it's not so constant, just a little bit less constant, but that means I can make them a bit longer in their envelope. And I have a random randomizer underneath it, so sometimes it's going to be plucked. And sometimes it's just going to be this beautiful sort of slow attack and release phase on my grains. Add a little bit of reverb into that. Yeah, it's awesome. I'm happy with that. Cool. All right. Let's bring back some of those sounds. Well, that was fun. Thank you for sticking around. If you stuck around for the whole hour, this was a long one, but it was a nice journey and step into the world of creating a patch with me. I'll be back next week. I was going to do this show fortnightly, but I think I might do it weekly. Just hold a little bit of accountability on myself. I'll be back next week. I think I might do a new patch breakdown, and that could be cool. Just searching into some of the new modules that are arriving this week after selling a whole bunch. All right. Thanks for your time. See ya.